Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.
It may come as a surprise to some, but Kansas has waterfalls. Several, actually. The best time to visit most of them is after the spring rains. But as Lou Ann Stevens tells us for this month's Hidden Kansas, there's one that's worth braving the cold for.
It's a chilly February day in the Flint Hills, but the sun is out and it's now almost 40 degrees. I'm with Brent Conan, a public land manager for the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and we're checking out the Chase State Fishing Lake near Cottonwood Falls.
It's a pretty little lake kind of nestled down here in the Flint Hills.
The small lake and the surrounding land cover about 400 acres, and even this time of year, it's lovely, surrounded by the hills with their many shades of brown and gold. There are a few rough trails, and you can climb the short, steep hills for an amazing view. But we're not doing any of that today. We're taking the short hike to the waterfall.
So this is where the public, they just basically can park along the edge of the road here. And it's just a simple, about a third of a mile walk across the dam.
This waterfall, like many in Kansas, is created by a spillway that keeps the lake from flooding after heavy rains. As we cross the dam, you can see most of the icy lake, which is low from recent drought. Once across, we turn left and head down into the trees.
And you're kind of walking across the Kansas prairie, and then you drop down into what reminds me of the Missouri Ozarks, just kind of a little wooded ravine with lots of rocky outcrops and water, and just kind of a neat change just in a blink of an eye.
We walk through the woods and down the hill next to the creek bed. There are steps cut into the bank, which I navigate very slowly.
If you're willing to maybe get your feet a little wet or a little bit muddy, we can cross there.
We get to the center of the tiny creek, and I turn around.
Oh, look at those icicles. So cool.
And there it is. The rocky ledges that form the framework of the waterfall are now covered in icicles, sparkling in the sun. Water trickles here and there, dripping into pools which are bright green with algae and moss. It's magical. The small creek and the waterfall are fed by some smaller springs in addition to the spillway, so it has some water even during the dry months.
When I took the job here, there was a game warden. He said, "Have you been down to see the waterfall yet?" And I said, "What waterfall?" I had no idea it was here. Just another one of those little side benefit bonuses to the job that you get to caretake and see the future of little unique spots like this. It's kind of special.
If you want to see the waterfall in its full glory, the best time to come is in the spring. In June, the wildflowers cover the hills, and in the fall, the trees and grass are red, gold, and rust. Most people visit at these times. But if you're willing to brave a bit of winter chill, there's an amazing winter scene, hidden in the woods and only around until the spring thaw. It's worth a trip. For The Range, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Hidden Kansas is produced at KMUW Studios and is part of the NPR Podcast Network. Each month, Lou Ann Stevens and Becky Tanner explore intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about Lou's hike at KMUW.org.